And so now I think it's time to go to a discussion of Beth's motion.
Okay,
to,
I need words for the
stack.
Motion.
Sorry.
Well, I need
I was about
words
to give
the
you words.
Our Paul,
let's just calm down and keep order here. I was about to make an amendment to give you words, in other words.
Good.
So it's Beth, you want to do it since it's your motion?
Yes. I would like to amend the previous motion, which you say you have, by adding in the second paragraph, after the word of $10,000 per annum, I want to add the word not already covered in the budget.
Okay, the second paragraph.
I wanted to offer that as clarification for those who didn't feel it was clear enough before.
Okay, that's not what's in the original motion. The original motion, second paragraph, is any and all proposed new transactions in excess of $10,000 per fiscal budget year, open paren, cumulative, close paren, shall require PNB approval in advance, and that, so the word annum is not in there. So
okay, it looks to me like I don't have a copy of the amendments from the last time, but what you are citing sounds familiar.
You have the minutes.
That's true. I don't have them open in front of me.
Okay.
Deferring to you on
I'm trying to be agreeable. Please help
okay.
me.
Okay.
Okay, easy, okay. Beth.
Trying to get the language right. Isn't this not already covered in the budget? Transactions in excess of $10,000. How to shoehorn this in here? Any and all proposed new transactions in excess of $10,000. There's no the word annum isn't in there. Not already covered
that.
In the budget per fiscal budget year cumulative.
No. Per fiscal budget. Any and all proposed new transactions in excess of $10,000 per fiscal annum budget. Are those the words you say we replaced? Annum?
Well, no, we didn't replace. What we have is in excess of $10,000 per fiscal budget year.
Right. And then at that point, I'm proposing that we add not already covered in the budget.
Oh boy, then you got to do $10,000 per fiscal budget year, cumulative, and then put that part in there. Okay, let's see if I can get that in there and make it so we can find it shortly. The words not already in the budget, let me make sure I have that marked out so I can find it. Okay. Any and all proposed new transactions in excess of $10,000 per fiscal budget year, cumulative, and you're adding not already covered in budget, shall require PNB approval in advance. Right?
I'm amending my copy to reflect your correction of my earlier version.
Okay, so what I just read is what you want, right?
I'm looking at it. I think that the words fiscal budget year cumulative were an amendment from last time, which I wouldn't have had when I was trying to address that concern. So,
oh, actually, they were in the original motion I have.
I don't have any, but I have one iteration in front of me, and you're telling me that it's incorrect, and I'm trying to follow along with your correction.
Point of order, Mr. Chair?
What's your point of order, Susan?
My point of order and our poll tell me that what I'm asking for is not correct. We're never going to get through the agenda. With the other critical matters, there appears to be work that is needed that could be done offline, and it is not essential that this be adopted tonight. There's a lot of work that's been done, but sitting here and listening to the back and forth isn't helpful.
So that's a point of order. So... that's more like an opinion. I don't know how I can rule on that. That's
the chair can rule.
I'm prepared to carry it over to a later meeting. We can postpone.
Well, okay.
Kim asked for the stack a long time ago, Jim.
Yes, she did. I'm just trying to. I wanted to try and settle the wording of what we were working on. Before I went to open it up to that new commentary, because we were just following the back and forth between Beth and Kim. That's what we're still on. That's what
Beth
Susan has objected. That's what
right.
Beth and Arpal, I'm sorry. That's what Susan has objected to. And so I guess what I'm trying to do now is figure out how to rule on Susan's opinion. And I was maybe hoping that it would be a motion to postpone, because I don't know how to rule on her opinion. That it's out of order. This back and forth is out of order. And this is a committee meeting. We're supposed to do work, and this
Mr.
is kind of doing work.
I'll move to postpone.
Mr. Chair,
I heard our poll.
Yeah. What we have here is a problem of. Pardon me. Oh, pardon me with that. What we have here is we should have put the motion as amended last time on the floor, and then the member could have amended it somehow, but there's a problem with the member not having the motion as we did last time. And the solution, I think, is this. This is an item that is set for 20 minutes, and as it so happens, in about 5 seconds, the 20 minutes will be up. So it would just...
Seems longer.
All right.
Yeah, it does. So maybe the chair could just rule that, you know, well, we're moving on. And for the next meeting, you know, I hope this will get reconciled and go smoothly.
Right. I think because I've already heard a motion to postpone, I'll go ahead and rule in that regard. But I would point out that the last time I presented the agenda, I had the previous versions and then the amended version as part of the agenda, and that was objected to as being too much to have on the agenda. So how do you propose we handle this next time?
Okay, how
so,
I propose...
You
want
to have an actual motion on the floor that's agreed that this is what we're talking about.
Well, what you can do is you can look in the minutes that we approved of June 14th, pull out the motion as amended, and put that in there, and the member can amend, you know, make a motion that we amend that. Because that's the only thing you can amend. Right now, we've got something that's being tinkered with, and the real thing we agreed on to amend is didn't get to the floor, really.
Yeah, I understand.
So just take the stuff from the 14th, plug it in next time, and then the member can study that and bring in whatever amendment she pleases, or anybody else pleases.
That's just
okay. Go ahead, Beth.
Wait. Excuse me, Jim. I have been on the stack, you know, since the beginning of. I mean, this is
okay. Yeah,
really...
You're right. We've stepped out of the colloquy between our Paul and Beth. So go ahead, Kim.
We're over time.
I wanted to make a substitute motion, 5 minutes ago to this
whole
thing.
We're over time for this item.
Yeah, I'm sure you are, Beth. I wanted to make a substitute motion to this, to just update the previous motion to $10,000, period, the end. This is the seventh draft of this thing.
Okay, I am going to ask everyone
and
to hold on.
Order because you know there's already a motion to postpone.
Well, you weren't out of order by claiming the stack. I appreciate that.
Right. But I wasn't allowed to take the stack earlier either because of the back and forth.
Right. I was trying to let the colloquy play itself out. So we had a motion on the floor. We didn't seem to have a motion on the floor, and that's what the colloquy was about. So I was trying to repair that damage, or that error. So, okay, so I know that this is antithetical to what you want to do, Kim, but I think you're correct in saying that the motion on the floor now is to postpone this. And so why don't we do that, and then next time we'll entertain all possible solutions.
Okay. One, who's making the motion to postpone?
Beth did.
Beth, okay. And we should all understand what we're postponing.
Objected.
What we're postponing is the same text we postponed last time from June 14th.
Yes, let's do that.
Okay,
and then it can be amended on the floor rather than have it amended in between the meetings by a member.
Yes.
Okay. Is there any objection to that postponement till next time?
Yes.
Okay.
But I will just say that, yes, I object to this whole thing.
I appreciate that.
It's a nightmare. It's a waste of time.
I appreciate that. All right, so with the objection, we'll have to have a vote. R. Paul, can you take a vote, please?
Wait, did you say?
No, I just made a comment.
I'm
not going to slow you all down.
Okay,
move on at this point. Let's just move on.
All right. That's very good. I appreciate that. So I asked if there was any objection. Let's ask for that again. And this time, so not to have a vote, we'll just have nobody object, I hope. Is there any objection? Hearing none, this is postponed till next time. Now, did we extend? With all the back and forth, I forgot. I was going to ask for us to extend.
Yes, we're extended. Oh, we're extended to right about a minute ago.
Yeah, so that's why I'm asking to extend again for another, let's call it 10 minutes to hopefully push through these last two items on the agenda. Is there any objection to another 10 minutes of extension from, what is it now, 10:47? Hearing none, we'll go for 10 more minutes. Thank you, everyone. I appreciate that. Let me get back to the agenda. That brings us to the non-disclosure agreements. By way of introduction, I'll say these non-disclosure agreements have been on the agenda now for several meetings running. I hope everybody has had a chance to look at them. I'll remind everyone that it's not on the PNB. These are the very same non-disclosure agreements and also consent to the use of electronic transmissions that the PNB has signed, and it will allow us to continue to discuss in executive session proprietary matters, especially those that may concern personnel issues that sometimes come before us, salary items, that sort of thing, on the PNB. And it's, again, the PNB members on the committee have already signed these things. These are basically aimed at the treasurers on the committee who are not PNB members, but in whose work they have to deal with some of these confidential matters. This just protects the foundation, protects everybody. So,
Kim, to the stack.
Go ahead, Kim.
I need the documents. I will send them back tonight or tomorrow, first thing. I need them. I don't have them. And I will do
they're
it.
They're on tonight's agenda.
I don't have any attachments. I don't have those attachments.
There's an Appendix A and Appendix B. This is Appendix B.
Oh no. You must Scroll. Have a form. You must have a form. You don't have a form? So I have to take this and print this out and format it? I'll do that, but I thought there was an actual form that people signed.
Let me ask the secretary
no
if he...
No problem.
Let me ask the secretary if he can put this in the form of a PDF and send it
Never
to everybody.
Mind. No. I'll do it. I can do it. I just assumed there was an actual form like we got for the LSB, which are two separate documents in a Word format. No problem. I got it. No problem. Please.
Okay.
I'm done.
Julie to the stack.
I heard Beth. Beth, did you still need the stack?
I just wanted to say that, in fact, there are forms available that can be sent as attachments. They're somewhere in my files. I can find them. Julie may have them handy or Paulina. Those can be provided. They should be provided.
Yeah, and I think they were provided as a PDF with some kind of, I don't know if you can embed identifying trace matters there so that they, you know you're getting back the same thing you sent out, because I guess if people were going to cut and paste this, it could be altered, and then we'd have an issue. Let's hear from Julie, who handled this for the PMB.
Yeah, I have them in both Word and PDF, and I can send both versions of both forms to everybody so you can choose whichever works better for you. But there's
Praise
no
the
point
Lord.
In other people. There's no point in other people trying to recreate the wheel here.
That
Thank
would be
you.
Very helpful.
I'll take either
very
format.
Good.
I got a scanner. No problem. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. I should have considered that when I was just trying to get this on the agenda. Thank you,
yeah.
Julie. Okay. So basically, I just wanted the committee. I don't think we've done this before. I would like to have a vote from the committee that these are acceptable for the committee, and the wording of these documents is acceptable, and that the committee agrees that we should adopt these.
Are there words to the motion?
Yes. Move that the NFC adopt for its use the non-disclosure agreement and the consent to use of electronic transmissions forms that were used by the PMB to conduct its business.
Okay, so I have...
I don't know if that made sense by the time I was done.
Yeah, well,
go ahead, read it back.
I'll read it back. That the NFC adopt for its use the non-disclosure agreement and the consent to use of electronic transmissions forms that were used by the PNB to conduct its business. Sounds vague, but...
Actually, that last clause is a little unclear as to whether it applies to the PNB or to the NFC, to conduct the NFC business, why don't we say, in that for that last clause. To conduct
the NFC adopt for its use the non-disclosure, doesn't work, non-disclosure agreement and the consent to use of electronic transmissions forms that were used by the NFC to conduct its business? No. You were referencing PNB because you were trying to reference an actual object in the universe, and now it has just looped back on itself. I don't know that do we need a motion?
I don't know. If we don't,
well,
I don't want to do it.
Well, I don't know that we need one.
If we send it in with our signature, then we've agreed to do it, Jim. I mean,
true enough. But then how do we exclude anybody who doesn't? So I was hoping to get a
you
motion.
Keep track of who hasn't signed it. You keep track and you say, I don't have one. Do you have a problem signing this? And then we deal with it. Otherwise, I expect everybody on here who gets the thing will sign it. I haven't gotten it, and I've said before, you know. So I hopefully will get it, and you will have mine. You should have a record of who's you don't have.
Okay, thank you. Julie has agreed to send it out. That will be the form that we'll use. Hopefully, everybody will get that, and within the next 2 weeks, we'll get it back from everyone. It's only five people. It's the five treasurers on the committee.
Yes.
Our Paul for Stack.
Go ahead, our Paul.
Okay. I have a number of questions on this thing.
I
think it even has some grammatical issues in it. And the first thing, okay. All right. I see that there is... I'm trying to reconcile what I have with the formatting of your email, and there is something, is a number D. Okay, I'll go the opposite way. I have D, if the information is independently developed by the member prior to disclosure of the Pacifica. I have that as the, this is based on the original thing we were sent, I guess now months ago, and it doesn't seem to appear in. All right, I think the thing we were sent months ago is a bit different from what we have right here.
All right, so hold on, Arpal.
Yeah.
Can we just say that what we're going to work with is that somehow it may have been corrupted in all the different transmissions and the different printing of it. So why don't we just say that the document, this is a sample document. It's very close to, I believe it was exactly like the document that was signed by the PMB members that Julie sent out. This is the same document, essentially. So why don't we just say that what we're talking about is going to be the document that Julie sends out, which I think is exactly the same as this. And so... you're talking about number 2D, and it says, if the information is independently developed by the member prior to disclosure by the Pacifica. Oh, I see. So that word the is extra.
Yeah, that's one of the grammatical problems in there.
Right.
And I'm interested in the fact that the entire PNB didn't notice that, but...
No, we didn't.
Because it raises a question.
I don't think it's going to affect the functionality of the document.
Well, anyway, so you're going to send these things out, and we're going to look at them. And I have a few other things here, but I don't think we should do them tonight. I think we should, you know, have time for this next time and realize there are going to be questions. Unless what's being sent out, these two documents being sent out, is going to be different from what was sent out months ago. Because this is based on what was sent out months ago.
Right. I don't think it would be the first. I can say for a fact it won't be the first time that we've ever passed something that had a typographical error in it.
Well, but it's an agreement.
Yes, but I don't think any court on the planet, let alone in this country, is going to say that this document is void because there's an extra article, the word the, in section 2D. But, you know, I mean, if there was something that was affected the meaning, I would understand the concern. We've just been not getting to this. I just want to have a...
All right. I'll just point out, I have three more issues with it and questions about it, but maybe next time, okay?
Well, actually, no. I was hoping to get a vote on this now, but do you want to point out the other three? Are they typographical errors, or do they affect the meaning?
Well, one of them, I'm not at all sure what it means, and Another one I think is absurd. And the third one involves lawyer stuff. So I don't know. Do people want to do this? It's late. I would
give
them
the stack.
I think next time is better.
Okay.
Give them the stack.
Go ahead, Kim.
This discussion, as far as I'm concerned, is moot because I don't have a document. I cannot, and I haven't had a chance to read it. So I don't even know what R. Paul is talking about, and these documents should have been sent out properly before the meeting. So I would postpone this. You know, we'll get our own documents tomorrow. Those who don't have a problem, sign it, you know, and send it back, and we'll have to deal with it at the next time. If R. Paul has a problem, what I would do is to write on the document, except for whatever you have an issue with. I agree to this, and this, but not this. That's one solution you could do. But otherwise, I don't know what we're talking about because I don't have the docs.
I don't understand. Do you have the agenda?
Yeah, but I'm not going to read through that gibberish, Jim. I want a document like Julie's going to send.
Hold on. Please, try to control your characterizations of things. This is the document. I mean, I don't know what you're saying, gibberish. This is the document. Why is this gibberish?
Because
the
formatting
is
very, like, confusing. I'd have to reformat in order to really read it. And you also sent out the agenda, like, what, a minute after the meeting started?
That's been on every agenda for a couple of months.
That was what you were talking about because I'm used to signing a document that is a document that's in a Word format or a PDF.
All right. Thank you. I'm going to just call this to halt and say that we will send out a PDF. Julie, since this was your original PDF, could I ask you to work with R. Paul and see if there are typographical errors or other kinds of errors that we perhaps should address, you know, maybe even with the PMB as well. But could you work with R. Paul to try and shape this up if necessary and then send it out to everybody? Is that acceptable to you, Julie?
I already sent it to everybody, but I'm happy to make edits to it.
Okay. And it could be it was corrupted when it was
It wasn't corrupted. I'm sorry. I had legal help in drafting the document. Right. It's sound. I didn't get enough proofreading help. I apologize deeply.
Okay. No, it's my fault, not yours. This was my responsibility.
No, it's my fault. But I don't really feel like an extra article is that big of a deal. If R. Paul has more suggestions, please send them to me. But it's not like this is the first meeting that, you know, this has been on the agenda. This is frustrating.
It's the first meeting we've really discussed it, or sort of discussed it.
We've had trouble getting to it. I admit that. All right, so
I make a motion to adjourn.
Chris Corey did the stack.
Second.
Chris, I did hear you before I heard that motion. So go ahead, make a quick statement.
I just want a 15. Oh, come on, R. Paul. I only need 15 seconds. This is nothing to do with the agenda. I just wanted to.
I didn't say anything.
I thought I heard a groan. I thought I heard a groan. So my apologies if I didn't hear a groan. Okay. So Julia made a comment earlier on about the not terribly helpful comment that I made in the email, and I just wanted to address that very quickly. It wasn't intended as a criticism. In fact, I rather enjoy your bluntness when it comes to the financial reports. I don't want the financial reports to be sugarcoated. So if the numbers aren't good, I want you to say that, and you did. And I just wanted to say that I appreciate the work that you do, and thank you.
Okay, thank you, Chris. And I for one, did not misinterpret your comment. I understood it. Okay, so...
I call for the orders of the day.
Well, we already had a motion to adjourn, so I think that's where
those
we are.
Those are the orders of the day, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't think we need... Don't think we need an additional motion for the orders of the day. We have a motion to adjourn.
Well,
so,
whatever.
And we are at time, so I don't even think we need a motion to adjourn. I think we'll just call the meeting. Hello?
Please proceed.
I was just going to say that we're out of time, so therefore I'm just going to declare the meeting adjourned. I don't think we need the motion, right?
Right. Okay, we're adjourned. Thank you.
Okay, bye all.
Thank you all. Sorry we got bogged down there.
That's all right. Not a problem. We're doing our best.
Onward and upward. We'll do it. We'll get to it.